This is the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by Farmers Edge Labs, offering you science-based data for your best crop yet. I'm Dustin Huffman. And while the new export sales report is out, we'll visit with Greg McBride of Allendale coming up next.
Here's a special spring offer for Iowa Agribusiness Radio listeners. Right now, receive 15% off your soil testing costs with Farmers Edge Laboratories. With fast turnaround times, get your results in under 3 days. Experience exclusive pricing and shipping programs designed to meet your budget and timeline requirements. Take advantage of this special offer by calling 888-576-6777 or visit www.farmersedge.ca/USA lab to learn more.
Well, we saw a little bit of a rebound for corn in this week's export sales report. Greg McBride of Allendale tells us what the numbers mean and how soybeans are still underperforming. However, he still calls the report very neutral.
Well, we had a rebound for corn sales this week, 1.562 million tons. That is a very good number for us. We've seen 2 to 3 weeks of just terrible sales for corn. So overall, most of that coming on the old crop, 1.3 million tons there. On the bean side of things, we are still struggling. We are it came in at 331,000 tons. Overall, the old crop number came in 210, so it was split pretty evenly under the estimate that we were looking for. So overall, this is going to be looked at more as a neutral report. You did have the beans come in at the very low end of their overall sales number. 300,000 was the low end number. 331,000 was the total number there. Wheat, meal, and oil. Bean oil all came in within the range of estimates as well.
Mexico accounted for most of our export this week.
It was still mostly Mexico. Mexico accounted for about a quarter of that those overall sales for the old crop there. That's a good sign. We still, obviously, they are our number one. The problem that we do have here is that we just are not seeing China come in and buy a whole heck of a lot here. They didn't used to be a big group to buy from us. Then we had the trade deal through the Trump administration, got them to buy from us. Now they're just buying Ukrainian and Brazilian corn.
We have much more available at iowaagnet.com. For the World of Agriculture, I'm Dustin Huffman.